Well, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Great
to
day.
You.
Yes.
Nice story. And good morning to you out there. So nice to be with you. Are you having a nice summer? Oh, my goodness. It's so beautiful out. We need rain where I live. I don't know about where you are. My grass is turning brown already. You expect that in latter August, but not in July. But whatever, right? We can always improve, and the Lord will send rain on the right time and the right day. Well, it's hard to believe, isn't it, that it's the last week of July. Some of the teachers will have to be returning to school, and usually, I know my Kelly, she has to go back the last week of August. Oh, well, it's too fast for me, and I'm sure it is for you. It's good old summertime. Well, today I'm going to make a play on words because I've entitled my message, Your Declaration of Independence. Yes, I want to talk about guilt. Oh, my goodness. I guess we've all experienced it. Do you sometimes feel guilty and unworthy because of something you did years ago? Well, I dare say that you have already confessed it and asked the Lord to forgive you, but that memory still haunts you. And I dare say that most of us have experienced this, and some of you are going through this right now. So that's why the Holy Spirit has laid this message on my heart. So stay tuned and let me give you some wonderful verses of scripture that you can jot down, look up, and go over them whenever this guilt comes up in your life. And there's so many wonderful scriptures. And I've selected 8, I believe it is, that I want to read and give to you. And usually when I do that, there's one or two that just really applies to you. So let me repeat again. Run and find a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper and jot these down, and maybe during your next devotional, you can look up some of these verses, and the Holy Spirit can make an imprint on your mind so that right away you can say, no, I've been forgiven. And what a wonderful, wonderful feeling that is. Yeah, I usually don't tell a funny story on my broadcast. It's usually pretty much normal. But today I found an illustration that I thought applies to this message. And I'm going to bring it to you. So it's always good to have a laugh, isn't it? I think so. And I'm sure you do too. And it's so interesting of how so many times we try to hide our sins from the Lord. And the truth is, he's watching all the time. And besides that, he knows the end from the beginning. He knows what you're going to be doing ahead of time. So here's a good laugh for you this morning. I thought about this one particular because it's entitled Hiding from God. There were two brothers, and they were extremely naughty, and their parents were at their wits' end trying to discipline them. So, in desperation, they asked their pastor to talk with the boys. So the pastor accepted the responsibility, and the children went into his office. And the pastor sat down the younger boy. He wanted him to think about God. So the pastor started the conversation by asking, "Where is God?" The boy didn't respond, so he repeated the question in a very stern voice. Again, the little boy gave no answer. So the pastor became frustrated. So he shook his finger in the boy's face and shouted, "Where is God?" Well, the boy bolted from the room, ran home, and hid in the closet. His brother followed him and asked, "What happened?" The younger boy replied, "We are really in big trouble now. God is missing, and I think he thinks we did it." Sounds a bit like Adam and Eve, doesn't it? And they were filled with guilt, and they tried to hide from God. They had known the Lord in close fellowship before, but now they were afraid to face him. But God pursued them and asked, "What is this you have done?" Instead of repenting, Adam blamed Eve and God, and Eve blamed the serpent. And I guess the question that we want to visit with you about today is, how do we each one respond when we have sinned against God? Well, I gave this message the title of Declare of Independence because I thought, well, it's July. I can use that title. Everybody thinks of July as the Declaration of Independence. But I want to assure you, I'm not speaking to a teenager and telling you to declare your independence from your parents. Or I'm not speaking to a wife or a husband and saying, declare your independence of each other. Truth is, we are all dependent upon each other. So my message today is one that is so prevalent in the counseling room. Once you have that terrible guilt feeling and you carry it around, then what comes? Depression and drugs, and you know the rest. That is, when you have sinned against a holy God, you cannot forgive yourself of that sin or sins. I call that carrying your baggage around with you all of the time. And of course, it makes you most miserable. Well, first of all, if you've not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you need to go to the Lord in prayer, ask Him for forgiveness, and ask Him, of course, to be your Savior. The Bible teaches us that we are all sinners, and in order to get to heaven, you must be forgiven and accept Christ's death on the cross as the penalty for your sins. The Bible teaches that He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That verse is found over in 1 John 1:9. Jot that one down on your piece of paper. Of course, God is greater than any sin, and His love for each one of us is unconditional and, by the way, eternal. That beautiful verse found in John 3:16, you know it, and we've heard it so many times. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I'm going to go ahead and do the next verse following that. But God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. How terrible when a person refuses to believe this after they have accepted Christ. Because you know what? The Lord truly means what he says. He has forgiven you, and you don't need to carry that load around with you every day. Actually, when you don't believe this, you're making God a liar. You're saying, well, he really won't forgive me. And really, you're saying God doesn't keep his word. He can't forgive me for my sin because it's too great. Oh, I don't know how many times when I would have shared Christ with individuals, and they've said to me, I'm too bad. I've done too many awful things. God can't forgive me. So believe me, God's great desire for us is that we would experience the freedom that comes from accepting his wonderful pardon and his wonderful grace. I was just reading an article written by a journalist who was in prison in Iran. He was attempting to explain how he felt when he walked out the prison door. The excitement of being free again and able to walk around where he pleased, to eat what he wanted to eat, and to be able to go to his home and to be with his family again. Well, you know what? This should be the same experience of each of us who have trusted Christ as Lord and as our Savior. Yes, we are free. We've been forgiven. And we will be forgiven for future sins if we are sincere and ask the Lord to forgive us. If your thoughts are haunted by memories of past sins, then you know how difficult it is to enjoy life to the fullest. Much of the depression that plagues our society comes from the crushing weight of guilt. To continue this all your life is like carrying a heavy weight all of the time. Isaiah 43:25, here's another one, says God will wipe away your sin and he remembers it no more. So if you've confessed and repented of your sin, then you're the only one that can bring it up again in your memory. You are the one that bring it up, not the Lord. So here comes some beautiful scriptures that maybe could just maybe free you from that heavy load of guilt. So grab your pencil and paper, and maybe one of them or two of them will stick to your mind and your memory. And scripture is sharper than a two-edged sword. It'll always help us. Well, my first one is Psalm 86:5. For thou, Lord, art so good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all of them that call upon thee. It's saying, just ask me, I'll forgive you. If you're sincere and you mean it, I'll forgive. Then here's another good one, Psalm 103:2-4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Oh, we have so many blessings, don't we? And who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Yes, there it is, all of our sins. He not only does that, he heals all our diseases. Who redeemeth your life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Such a good one. How about this one found over in Micah? Micah 7:18. And I'm going to read from the King James and the New International. Who is God like unto thee, who pardons iniquities and passes by the transgression of his heritage? he doesn't retain his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, and he'll have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all of their sins into the depths of the sea. And you know what? They've never found the bottom of the lowest point in the sea. So that means he's really buried them. And now let me read the New International. Who is God like, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression? You do not stay angry forever, but his delight is to show mercy and compassion, who will hurl all of our iniquities into the depths of the sea. I'm out of time. Let me continue on my next broadcast, okay? In the meantime, look up those verses that I gave you and leave your guilt at the foot of the cross. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.